Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Artist Interviews. Today, we have a new artist with us. His name is Kenyatta, hailing all the way from Chicago, Illinois, and now currently based in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kenyatta, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I'm Kenyatta. Basically, I'm a rapper, producer, songwriter, you know, born and raised Chicago and surrounding areas, moved to Las Vegas, and now I'm just trying to blossom in my career, you know.
Awesome. And tell me about the move to Vegas. How come the move from Chicago to Vegas?
Well, essentially, I was trying to move, you know, from Chicago. At first, I was thinking about New York, Atlanta. You know, I was looking at different places, wanted to branch out. So it came down to Las Vegas. So I ended up picking Vegas because Cali is a little expensive, and it was right next to Cali. So I'm like, you know what? Let's try Vegas. And it turned out great. You know what I'm saying? I love Vegas. And I'm really just trying to bring myself and other artists from Vegas out to have a real market. I think it's a void, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to bring my presence there.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the reason I ask is because, like, I never really hear about, like, too many artists, you know, popping out of Las Vegas or anything like that. So I think it's an interesting move. And it definitely seems like a great city to be in, especially, like, you know, for performances and stuff like that. I mean, there's just so many venues. Is that kind of what it's like for you there?
Yeah, it's a lot of venues. It's a lot of creatives outside of just recording, you know, art and whatnot. It's just a lively town, you know, outside of the strip and whatnot. You can live there, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just the strip and like the free months or whatnot. It's a great experience in Vegas. And like I said, I think they need an artist, you know, to represent them, you know, and kind of shine a spotlight on them.
So what's the culture kind of like down there outside of the strip? You know, obviously people who've been to Vegas, they know what it's like, you know, all the casinos and everything. But outside of all that, kind of talk about the differences and similarities between that and Chicago.
So, well, Chicago, you know, it's a little bit more lively. It's a lot more people in Chicago. You know, obviously, I love the food in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? It's top notch, you know, so that's where they win in that department. But as far as Vegas, like, people trying to raise a family or people who's in the industry like me, if you want to go home afterwards, but then you also got that other side, the strip and whatnot, where you can pop out and do what you need to do, network and whatnot, and then go back, you know what I'm saying, to living just a calm life, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think it's a lot, it's a cultural, you know, it's different cultures mixed in Las Vegas. That's what you get. And that's what I love about it too.
That's interesting, man. Is it like conducive to your creativity as an artist at all? You know, like, just being in Vegas, just kind of get the creative juices flowing. And how long have you been there?
I'm going on 2 years, and it gives me a different experience. Like, I guess I'm writing different. I'm trying different writing approaches. And when you travel, you know, that when you're an artist, traveling and living life, you know what I'm saying, trying new things kind of help you stay creative and get more creative, because that's how we come up with these songs, you know what I'm saying, just living life. And I think it was a great move, you know what I'm saying. I think anywhere I went would have been a great move, but Las Vegas in particular, I had a plan, you know, and I definitely get creative. You see all these different cultures and whatnot, and you're like, okay, how do I get music that this person, that person, and the next person can all feel, you know what I'm saying? Because it can move them. So,
yeah, I feel you on that 100%. Talk about how you got your start as an artist. What made you even want to do music in the first place and get into this whole mess?
Well, I actually started as a singer, you know what I'm saying? So when I was young, I guess 5, 6, kind of been in me. And I started listening to Temptations and the Motown. So that's what kind of got me into music, when I'm like, okay, I think this is what I want to do. And I actually did one of my first performances live in front of the whole school when I was like in fourth grade. And just nice. That feeling, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I kind of transitioned like in middle school to a rapper, because I'm like, hey, rappers can say whatever they want, you know?
Yeah.
And not be... Now, they scrutinize to a certain extent, but people know that rappers express themselves, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I hear you. And I come from a similar background too, kind of at least like where the inspiration came from, because I remember always kind of listening to hip hop, rap and stuff like that. And then once I like performed, I performed Eminem Lose Yourself at a fifth grade talent show, and it was rap since then.
It was a rap, right? I'm telling you, all the artists or anybody, you know, even like comedians, anybody on that mic, when you get that mic and then you talk to the people, it's just a different feeling, and you know, just like you said, you know what I'm saying?
It's just like, it feels right in the moment when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely feel you on that. And you also mentioned that like one of the reasons that you enjoyed, or one of the reasons why you wanted to move on towards rap instead of just singing, was because these rappers really, they can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's true. Or at least it used to be true. I don't know. What do you think about today's day and age with cancel culture and everything going on? I mean, like, do you think that there's still room for controversy in hip hop, like how there was with Eminem, or do you think that's kind of died out now?
It's still room. I think it's still room, you know, like even going back to, I keep going back to comedy because I'm huge on comedy. That's like inspired me. Dave Chappelle, he still pushes the needle, you know, but in this day and age, you know, and I think that there are people out there, you know, who want to hear the different, you know what I'm saying, the different side of the way people's brains thinks. And you kind of need that. You need that type of balance, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, no type of hate speech or whatnot, but I'm saying that you should be able to voice your own opinion, you know what I'm saying? As long as it doesn't bring somebody else down, you know, but your voice, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with that 100%, man. It's like, it's almost as if there's like this whole conformity thing going on in the entertainment industry, or at least with the audience. Like everybody has to accept the same thing, or everybody has to, you know, talk the same way. And, you know, I get what you're saying, like 100%, like keep the hate speech away. But like, I feel like people with differing opinions should be allowed to speak with what's on their mind. And I hear you on that with Dave Chappelle. He's a legend in my book. I remember always growing up watching the Chappelle Show. So.
Legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
No, you're right. People should be able to voice, you know what I'm saying? People should be able to voice their opinion. And I think if that goes missing, then the music, the creativity can die like that, you know? So that's why I try to keep that, you know what I'm saying? Keep that alive. But you have to get creative in the way that you say it, the way you give it to the world. That's the only thing I'll say. You have to be creative in the way that you deliver it, or put it in a way that, hey, now do you understand? I put it to you this way. I kind of spoon fed it to you. Do you understand it now?
That makes sense.
That type of way, you know?
I hear you on that. And how important is that to your creativity to be able to do that and just have full free reign on what you want to say?
I mean, it's very important because I'm a very like independent, you know, like do it myself, go by my own rules, you know what I'm saying? Live life by my rules. And I grew up on people who voiced their opinion, you know? Going all the way back to N.W.A., you know what I'm saying, to Tupac, you know, and then so on. So it's just like, I grew up on these people, you know, and it is why I kind of loved that culture, you know what I'm saying? Even in R&B and soul, like, they touched on it, you know, Marvin Gaye touched on it, you know what I'm saying, in a sense. So you just can't take that creativity away.
I hear you on that, man. And is it safe to say that those are like pretty much your top inspirations, like the N.W.A.'s, the Tupac Shakur's, or who would you say you took some inspiration from, aside from those guys?
I guess I take inspiration from literally everywhere, but I would say the top would be, I guess, anything Motown, the Pox, Biggie's, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Lauryn Hill, you know, Outkast. So it kind of goes in that rap list, but then also, you know, I like Steely Dan. So it goes all over the place, you know what I'm saying? All over the place.
Yeah. So. I hear you on that. And that's actually really cool. And I think it's important to be able to listen to a wide diversity or a wide range of musical genres instead of just, you know, just only solely hip hop and rap. You know, a lot of people do that and they kind of get like this tunnel vision when they're producing, and like you're a producer as well. So you understand how it is. I'm sure, you know, you understand like with like somebody like a Kanye level producer, they have to listen to so many different genres of music to be able to just get those samples. A lot of people show on sampling and they think it's like, oh, it doesn't take a lot of talent, but it takes a lot of talent and a good ear. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree. And I'm like heavy on the sampling, you know. Obviously, that's one of the core elements, you know what I'm saying, of hip hop. And I think sampling is a real talent because you can really mess up a sample, you know, like if it's not done correctly, or if you don't do your homework on it, or it's a manipulation of sound, and you got to be able to know how to do that. And I don't think that will ever be a lost art. I think it will always, you know, sampling will always be in music in general, because a lot of genres sample. So
yeah, especially nowadays with the electronic and all that.
Yep,
they're starting to do that too.
Pop is doing it, you know. So
true,
you only can do so many, play so many riffs, you know, play so many, so many chords where it's gonna be the same, you know.
I hear you. And it's kind of hard, you know, like to come up with new stuff all the time, quote unquote new stuff, you know, because I think you bring up a good point. Is like, there's only so many different ways you can arrange, like, you know, a pattern of chords, or, you know, and make it sound right. Like, yeah, you can do some crazy stuff, like a 16th note, like with a chord pattern, like, you know, a different chord every 16th note. You could do something like that, but it starts to get like to the point where it's not really artistic anymore. You're just trying to be different. Talk a little bit about the balance between trying to be original and also trying to maintain, you know, creativity in something that, you know, is authentic and good sounding to you.
So I guess the original is always, when I'm writing, stay true to myself, stay true to my story, my beliefs and whatnot. So I try not to get lost in whoever work I'm listening to or whatnot, you know. I just try to catch that the soul from it, you know, because I usually listen to other records that move me, that touch me in a different way, and I'm like, okay, I just want to reenact that feeling, not necessarily the record they're doing, just that feeling that I get with, you know, when I hear this song from, you know, D'Angelo, whoever, Michael Jackson, that feeling I get, that's all I want to do, you know, reenact that. So.
And it's cool that you're an engineer too, because and a producer and a songwriter, because like you got like that whole trifecta going on. I'm in the same boat. You know exactly what to do with a song to portray the type of emotion that you want to portray. Is that safe to say?
Yep, that's definitely right. And you get lost in it, because I try to do a lot of post production, and you hear a lot of pockets. That's the thing about about being all those, you're like, okay, this can use this element, this can use that element. It's like, oh man, I'm wearing all these hats. It's like, okay, I gotta, you know, take a step back and let's see where we're going with this record. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, man, honestly, because a lot of people get lost in it. You know, they just instantly, like I said, they get that tunnel vision and they can't stop and think for a second, like, okay, like maybe I like the simplicity here, like, okay, like maybe I shouldn't add that extra instrument nor a counter melody on top of the melody that I already got going on, because there's a certain soul to, you know, emptiness in a certain sense.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You're definitely right, Doc. Like, I think I tell that to a lot of people. Simplicity is beauty. Like, if you listen to a lot of records, you'll see how simple they are, you know what I'm saying? You see the simplicity, you know, in the record. You're like, oh, this is pretty cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go all over the top. There are records where they go, you know, over the top, but it's needed, you know. But a lot of records that you hear, you know what I'm saying, whether if it's the top 100 Billboard, even just on album cuts, you hear that it's that same pattern, you know. Same. So
I hear you on that. Yeah, and there was actually an interesting video that I watched on YouTube. There was a guy who put like a mashup. You probably seen the same thing. It's viral. And he just put a mashup of like top like 50 or whatever hits for like the last 5 years, from like 2015 to 2020. And they were all the same chords, like literally all of them. And like, you know, it's all songs you hear on 103.5 here in Chicago, like Kiss FM, you know, whatever. Like, you throw on the radio and it's like, I don't know, name an artist.
Ariana,
Justin Bieber,
yeah,
whatever.
So I'm gonna check that video out. I don't think I'm gonna check that out. But I'm sure it's true, though. I'm sure it's true. Like,
it's pretty cool too, like how they do the mashup, because like you can hear like it, the dude literally made a beat, or I think he just took a beat from one of the popular songs and he just mashed up all the vocals from every single one of the hit songs for like the last 5 years, and it was crazy and it worked.
You see, that's crazy.
And yeah,
that's why I tell people, you know, like sometimes we got to know when to say, okay, it's ready, you know.
Exactly. I hear you on that. What would you say is the main driver of your creativity?
Main driver of my creativity, living, you know. I think just living and learning, like the human brain still has so much, you know, so far to go. Like, we only pick a small percentage of our brain and use it in this lifetime, and I try to, you know, use my whole brain, you know, and just live life and see life through other people's lenses, you know. At times, you know, that's why I try not to judge people or whatnot. I try to see through their lens, you know, I think that drives my creativity, one aspect at least, you know.
That's awesome, man. I mean, I could definitely relate to a lot of the songs that I've wrote in the past. You know, they come from the perspective of a third person point of view, or like, you know, from somebody else's point of view. How important is that to you, you know, just as a person and as an artist, to be able to understand what somebody else might be going through, or so to speak, like step into somebody else's shoes, I should say.
Because if you break this down, I try not to stray away from the average person, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That what the average person, obviously I do have records that's a little left or right field, you know, but if you say a chunk, 60% of my music, is, hey, I'm relating to the average person, because that's what most people go throughout life, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody have Jeff Bezos problems, you know what I'm saying? And not everybody have the homeless man problem, but a lot of people fit in that average, you know, a lot of people fit in the everyday life cycle that we go through. And I try to speak to those people, you know?
I hear you, man. That's actually very powerful. And now that you said that, I kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about your audience. How would you describe, you know, your audience, or the people that you see at your shows, at your events, liking your Facebook posts? You know, who would you say you're trying to deliver your message to?
Yeah, I guess it starts with the youth, because I want them, you know, I want to give them some great hip hop that I grew up on that made me fall in love with, you know, music in general, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to deliver that to them, you know. And especially like the neighborhoods I come from, you know, I want them to blossom to be something, you know. It starts there. But I guess if I was to look at my fan base now, I think it's kind of that 18 to 35 range, right? I know that's kind of a large scale, but that's what I'm seeing, 18 and 35, you know. Hip-hop is fairly young. I mean, yeah, fairly young. So sometimes a lot of older people don't take in hip-hop, like, you know, like that. So
I do get
some in the 35 and up range, you know, but I'll say mostly those kids and going to college.
Yeah.
You know, and growing up and, you know, going through life, because that's who I'm kind of talking to, you know what I'm saying?
That's I hear
like,
you.
Hey, I'm gonna help you get through life, you know. So the best way I can, you know, I'm still learning myself, but hey, I'm gonna tell you my journey, all the things that I went through, even started from high school, and I'm gonna give it to you. And let's compare and contrast stories. Like, man, we got through it though, you know what I'm saying? We got through those hurdles, we did it. So
yeah, man. That's very interesting. And I kind of get that vibe. I listened to one of your tracks. It's called Dabs, D-A-B-S. Yeah. I remember listening to that a good amount of times too. It's got that soul to it. And I think, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like your vibe as an artist is kind of like it. I don't want to like, you know, say too much or like do too much, but like I feel like the type of vibe that you portray as an artist, it kind of transcends age, whereas like, you know, it doesn't really matter how old or how young you are, like a song like Dabs, I feel like anybody could sit down and listen to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I try to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like you said, transcend age. I try to make records like that, was like, doesn't matter how old you are, everybody can relate to Dabs. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
If you know, if you heard the song, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't, go listen, you know, Dabs, you know,
100%.
You can relate to it. So it's just, so I do like that you said that, because that is what I try to do. I don't try to pick, okay, this is for the adults. This is for, you know, I just try to make the best record. Because like I said earlier, if it's five random people in the crowd, I just pick out five random people. I want them all to be able to fill that record.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you can do that, because that's actually a skill. And a lot of people would think that that's not a skill, but when you wear as many hats as people like us do, like, you know, producer, engineer, songwriter, performer, then you're your own manager too. And then, you know, you're doing content creation, you're making your own videos. It gets tough. And then you start feeling like, okay, well, what kind of song does the demographic of 18 to 25 like? And then you're going to go ahead and start making some Lil Uzi type stuff. And it's like, well, but that's not me, you know? And then your core audiences, they start to get away from you and they're like, oh, what's this guy doing? Like, I don't know if I'm vibing with this anymore. So yeah, man, it's a skill. It's a skill.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it take a lot of repetition. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot of repetition and a lot of me making bad songs, you know, like,
yep.
All, you know, it takes all that, you know what I'm saying? Me throwing out lyrics and starting over, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Like, you know, the life of the artist, it takes a lot of those, but as long as we get to that end goal, as long as we touch people, you know, so, and inspire, because that's what you want to do with creativity, is inspire, especially the next generation. Even somebody older, you want to inspire, you know, like, that's what I want to keep inspiring, you know?
I hear you. I hear you on that. What would you say is like your overall goal as an artist? What's like the main thing that you're trying to do throughout your campaign as a musical, or throughout your career as a musical artist?
Well, I obviously want to be top notch. You know, I feel what I have to offer to music and hip hop, you know, in general, I feel like it needs to be heard, you know, and I do feel like it's a lost art, you know, like I don't want to ever like, I do think we should grow as hip hop, but I don't want to stray away from the roots and why I was started, you know, in a sense. But I also want to keep it fresh and new, you know what I'm saying? And move with the times, but do it in a way where, hey, I'm still showing paying homage and respecting those before me by keeping this alive, you know what I'm saying? So I want to be the best at what I do. So that's my goal with this, is just being the best at what I do.
I hear you on that, man. That's very respectable. And I feel like you have to have that mentality too as an artist, especially in the hip hop game, you know, because if you, I don't want to necessarily like shit on anybody's dreams, but if you don't want to be the best, I feel like, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like it's competitive, you know?
Yeah, it's very, you know what I'm saying? It can discourage people, but I feel like if you give it your best shot, you know what I'm saying? If you give it all, that's what you have to give to anything you do in life. You know what I'm saying? Give it your all, like pour your heart and it will give it back to you. You know what I'm saying? In due time, you know, you don't know when, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, man. That's definitely true. And throughout your time as an artist, I mean, I'm sure anybody who's an artist listening to this can relate. It's a lot of struggles that pop up, you know, from tiny things to major life altering events. And that's one thing that I wanted to ask you about, is how have you dealt with all of those struggles as an artist throughout your career? Like, you know, what's helped you keep moving throughout it all?
You know, I'm big on, so I guess early on, anybody telling me no, like, I'm glad I had those people tell me no, or this song sucks. You know, that helped me.
Yeah.
That helps me. You know what I'm saying? That pushes me, okay, I'm going to show everybody that if I'm working hard at this, I'm going to be the best at this, you know what I'm saying? This is what I do. And I guess I say it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? But I guess having, you know, children, you know, I end up, you know, having to, you have to adapt, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people will quit, you know, a lot of people will quit and it could drain from them. But I had to find I had children. I'm like, okay, now I have to find a new approach as far as writing. I can't write the same way I used to write, where I used to have the luxury of time of just writing in this notebook, you know, just for hours, you know. I don't have that same luxury. So it's like, okay, I have to get creative and write like my peers. You know, I look up to like the Jay-Z's, Wayne's, and Biggie's. Like they're known for like writing in their head. So I had to pick that up. You know, I had to learn how to write on the fly and write in my head.
That's interesting.
You know, I still pick up like the iPhone and write in here, or still write in a book every now and then. But a lot of times I'm writing off the top of my head, and I have to have those ideas and run from that, you know.
Do you feel like that makes it more authentic?
You know what? Sometimes, yeah, because a lot of times as artists, you probably can relate, we stray away from our first mindset, you know. We stray away from it, and then we go and sit on records for a while, and then it kind of loses that, I guess, that authenticity sometimes, you know, or that rawness of that moment. You kind of steal from that moment because you're not writing from that moment. You're writing from a different moment now. And I've seen that a lot of records that I wrote in the moment or did it like on the spot came out great. It's kind of some of my, you know, top, you know, songs like Dabs, for instance. Although I wrote Dabs years back, I think I wrote it in, you know, one day. I wrote that in one day, I believe. So then I end up touching up on it years later as far as try to get the lyrics a little to sound more modern, you know, and not, you know, how it sounded back in the day. So I touched up slightly on it, but it still had that emotion of when I first wrote it.
Yeah. You know?
So
I hear you, man. Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt it too, especially when I was listening to it. I haven't listened to it like anytime recently, like within the last couple of months, but I definitely want to go back and revisit it again, because that's interesting. It's a little bit different from the way that I write my stuff. Like, I hear you on that. I usually I'll write something and I'll sit on it for a little while. But like the whole like writing it in your head, I can't grasp that yet, man. It's really tough. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, like freestyling is another story, but like, you know, having a whole song just written in your head and ready to go, recited from top to bottom, that's tough to do. And I respect anybody who could do that.
Man, it's real tough. And what I have to do is I have to repeat in my head, and I'll voice memo it. So I'll put that out there. I'll voice memo it. Like when I got it, to keep it so I know how I'm flowing it, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All that matters. I voice memo everything. If you look at my voice memos, you're like, wow. You'll see how a song started. How I originally started, and then you see the finished product like on Spotify, and you'll be like, wow, okay, I see
where
you did that. So that's what I do. Like, I think a lot of artists should do that. Like, as soon as you hear something inspired, hit the voice memo, say whatever you need to say, save it, and then come back, you know?
I think that's, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, you may or may not know, but I think I was watching an interview Michael Jackson was doing back in the day, and I think that's one of the ways that he was actually writing his songs. He would you know, he would come up with the kick pattern, just like beatbox the kick pattern and the snare pattern into like a little one of those old school recorders, like interview recorders, and then like come up with the melody, and then like he'll take that to the studio, put it all together, and then he's like, okay, cool, I got the song idea, then goes and records the official version, gets the producers, all that, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Dope. I think I heard that too, and that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, like, that's probably one of the best music hacks ever. You know, it's like, because I was losing a lot of records. I lost a lot of records that way. You know, I was like, damn, I had a melody in my head. And then I was like, I need to be able to get this down. How do I do it? And I'm like, oh, voice memo.
Exactly.
And it saved my life, you know, so.
The wonders of modern technology, man.
Right.
We're over here having a conversation. You're all the way in Las Vegas. I'm in Chicago, and we're still able to talk basically in real time. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, man.
Power of technology.
It's going to keep getting better and better, right?
Yep.
So just kind of to close up here, are there any like new tracks or any new content that you're working on that you want to quickly like let everybody know about in the audience?
Well, right now, as of current, I have out my series I'm working on, What Have You Done Lately? So I had that first installment out, and I released the second one lately too at the top of the year, you know, almost going into February. But right now I'm in album mode, working on an album, you know, it's called You're Welcome. So I'm trying to craft my album. I do have music you know, for the fans and for people that I'm going to give out a few freebies and whatnot, but I'm just working with other artists, other producers, trying to get my name out there, you know, cool. And trying to get on everybody's radar, you know, before this year is up, like on everybody's top radar that, hey, yeah. Kenyatta's coming. So I got something, you know, so I'm working.
Where can we find all your content? I know you mentioned you got some stuff on Spotify. Where else are you at?
So I'm pretty much on any streaming platform, and you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Kenyatta, and that's K-E-N-Y-A-D-D-A. So I'm all across the board. You can even Google me, and all my stuff will pop up. So Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, anywhere you listen, you can find my music. Just Google search it. Kenyatta, K-E-N-Y-A-D-D-A.
Awesome. I'll make sure.
On the way.
We'll make sure to go ahead and check that out. And really quickly, drop your socials for us to follow you.
Kenyatta as well. So
again, same thing.
Kenyatta. I try to keep it easy for people. Like, you can search me anywhere. Kenyatta, you know.
All right. Cool. Well, that makes it nice and simple. And thank you so much for popping by today, Kenyatta. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Doc.
Of course, man. And hopefully we get to work again in the future on some stuff.
Definitely will, you know. You know where to reach me, Doc. Ready
yes,
to work.
Sir.
So appreciate you again for having me on.